From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I am Farai Chidea. So coming up on the show, we have a response from the Justice Department to our interview with a retired civil rights analyst, and we have retiring president of Morehouse College, Walter Massey. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today, we start in your town. So there's a new Census Bureau study. It says that America's non-white population has passed 100 million for the first time, 40 million African Americans, and the biggest state increases came in some really unlikely places: Maine, South Dakota, New Hampshire, and Idaho. Real issue there is a generation gap between whites and non-whites. America's older population is majority white, and younger population, a lot of Latino growth, Asian American growth, somewhat of growth in the black population, but white Americans are growing the least of all population-wise, 0.3%. This could play a big role in the changing political landscape. It also plays a role in America's ability to be an economic superpower because of immigration, because of the differences in the ways that different groups have families in terms of birth rate, overall birth rate. America actually will have a younger, more vital, more working-age population than any other developed country in the world. Next, we go to southern Colorado. And according to NBC affiliate KOAA-TV in Colorado Springs, there's a 15-year-old Brittany Exline. She's the youngest African-American female ever admitted to an Ivy League school. Now, she graduates this week from Palmer High School. She heads to the University of Pennsylvania this fall. And she told KOAA, quote, "Some people would think that being 15 and going off to college is a big deal, but I've been with my class here so long, I'm just as mature as any other senior who's 18. So, Brittany, cheers. And in Louisiana, Times-Picayune says the state's not ready for the hurricane season. The Times-Picayune is the newspaper. 140,000 beds less in terms of shelter than they need to deal with people evacuating. Those are necessary for a Category 5 hurricane. So Terry Ricks is the undersecretary of the Department of Social Services. She says, "We want to make sure to keep the public's expectation of shelters reasonable, and shelters should be thought of as a last resort." Now, that's not very reassuring. Hurricane season officially kicks off next month.